Right from time, my goal has always been to be of positive influence, not just to the people around me, but to people who don't have anybody to tell them to wake up and take charge of their lives. That means my influence must reach places where I have no idea of. Yes. Now, that is one of the reasons why the Billionaire Club came to be. Last year, I needed to bring people from different places together, not just for the purpose of learning, but for the purpose of the networking. The work against poverty, like I do say, is not a small one. And the reason is not far-fetched, because the work against poverty is not working to have more money. Money is not just the reason why people are poor. You can have money and still be lacking in some certain areas. Character, for example. Discipline, for example. If you have money and you don't have the knowledge to make use of that money, it is still not financial independence. You are not independent yet. So, I mean, the Billionaire Club had to come in to bridge the gaps. Different gaps. Knowledge, networking, discipline, people, you know, access, gatekeeping, and so many others. And as at this time of recording, we are blessed to have 1,303 billionaires that they've paid, like they've completed their payments. They are fully inside the Billionaire Club, while we still have more than 2,000 still paying in installments. So the future is so bright. People might not understand the significance yet, but very soon they will when the name starts to open closed doors. Now, joining the Billionaire Club does not automatically make you my mentee. Mentorship is closer than what you think the Billionaire Club is about. Like I just explained or narrated. The narrative, yes, we are going to be many. Now, mentorship has to deal with a few people because I have to have a personal and close relationship with a mentee. So in February 2024, I opened the mentorship gate for the very first time, and it was not a paid enterprise. It was just show me that you are interested, ask me to be your mentor, and I will tell you, yes, I want you to be my mentee. Then we begin. And of course, we began, and first week went well, but from the second week, I realized people started to get cold, and the reason, of course, excuses, and because obviously there's no real commitment there. It was not paid for like that. So the third week was terrible, and I just had to put it on hold. That okay, we can't do this for now. But lately, I've been getting after that. I got texts like, okay, I should not be angry. Should we consider? I mean, I was not really angry. All I was just trying to pass across was to let them know that it's not as if I'm not busy. It's not as if I don't have things I'm doing. It's not as if the excuses they are giving I don't have. You know, the excuses like, okay, I have school assignments. Ha, I'm still a student. Final year, for example, like for that matter, I mean, if I could say I would love you guys to be under my mentorship, it's like that is a pure form of love without any commitment. It shows that I even want to sacrifice my own time to be there for you, for the good. So yes, but then nonchalant, I mean, the attitude, lackadaisical, when everyone just so. But of course, I still want everyone to have that chance of, yes, becoming better. So the mentorship program is back again. But this time, it's not going to be the way it was initially. So there will be three level requirements. So if you don't meet the three requirements, you can't even be a mentee. So you have to, first of all, make sure you pass that requirement stage. So what are these requirements? The first one, you must be a billionaire. Somebody cannot just meet me on the road, talk to me, and I instantly take the person under the wing or the wing of mentorship. No, you have to become a billionaire, because in the Billionaire Club, you don't just have access to knowledge to me. You have access to others. That is one of the significances of being part of the Billionaire Club. The fact that you have people here. So being under my mentorship, and you're also seeing how others are doing it, even if they are not under my mentorship, you can learn from various others. And the second is, you have to be part of the Crikey Army. So you have to subscribe. There's no point when mentor, mentee 1 to 10 are in the Crikey Army, mentee 11 to 20, they are not there. They will be far behind, because they are not going to be seeing what I will posting on that other side. So I would want everyone to have that equal chance of being informed and updated. Then the last one is, you have to pay for the Billionaire Club Planner. The Billionaire Club Planner is a possession that you need to have, because it contains the technique that we'll be using over the course of mentorship. It's 3,000 as at this time of recording. Just get it. Yes. Now, to the benefits, I'm happy that you are not new to me. You know that the unseen benefits are always more than the seen benefits. But let me just tell you just one or two, three seen benefits. The first, consultation. In the Billionaire Club, as a billionaire, you have access to pay for consultation. And consultation is paid for every Wednesday. And once you pay for that consultation, you would have access to consult the following week. It's like you are paying a week before, and it's only available on that Wednesday. And you don't pay a specific fee. You pay any amount. The Billionaire Club rates for mentorship, for consultation rather, is static in terms of it is 10,000 naira, but you still have a further privilege of paying any amount. So imagine you want to consult 10 times over the course of a year. That's, and you intend to pay 5,000 naira. That is 50,000 naira. But if you pay for mentorship for 1 year, you will not pay for consultation throughout that year. All you need to do is just tell me what you need and I'll respond, because you are under that wing of mentorship. The second seen benefit of mentorship is that referrals. I'm an influencer, yes. People pay me to promote their brand, and audience come to my DM to ask me, do I know this, do I do that, and I refer. As a mentee, you have a faster reach. You do something, you provide a service, you solve a problem, and somebody is requesting for that expertise, I'm definitely referring you, because I'm also going to use that to build your authority, knowing that yes, people are after you. Good. The third seen benefit is, you're going to be getting your Billionaire Club package. Initially, the Billionaire Club package used to consist of a shirt, a jotter, a pen, a wristband, but you know, and it was given for free. But the economy, right? We had to remove the wristband and the pen. Now the shirt and the jotter. And lately we've removed the jotter, it's just the shirt. So you'll be getting your shirt. The shirts are available in three varieties: black, blue, and white. The blue is royal blue. So those are the seen benefits. But the unseen benefits, like, you know, there could be a course in the Cloud Academy tomorrow, and I would say this would just be for mentees. So I mean, it's just for you to take actionable steps while you can, very early. So now, after you've, you know, completed the three requirements, the last step is to make a payment. You have two options: a 6 month plan and a 12-year plan. 6 month plan is 20,000 naira. 1 year plan is 35,000 naira. Now let's talk about how the payment works. Installment is only available if you are going for 1 year plan. So you can't pay in installments when you are going for 6 month plan. So that 20,000 must be paid in full. Nothing like 10, 10 or 5, 15 or 15, 5. It has to be 20. But if you are going for 1 year, you can pay 20, because the 20 automatically gives you access to 6 months. While you would have a remainder of 15,000 naira to pay. Now, when it comes to starting your mentorship, if you are paying in installments, yes, if you are paying in installments, you can't begin your mentorship. So let's take Messi as a case study. Messi wants to pay for mentorship, and this is May 20. This is May 20. She wants to pay for mentorship, okay? And she wants to pay for 1 year. She doesn't have the full 35,000, so she goes ahead to pay 20,000. Now, Messi cannot begin the mentorship on June 1st, because the thing is, Okay, I'll get to that stage. Messi cannot start the mentorship on June 1st until she's done completing that payment for the 1 year. But she can also decide to just settle for 6 months if at the end of that month she's here to balance the payment and she wants to start the following month. Which brings me to the next clause of payment. The next clause of payment is mentorship gates opens every first day of the month. So if you don't begin on June 1st, you can't join until July 1st. If you don't begin on July 1st, you can't join until August 1st. That is how it's going to be. Not like you pay on June 3rd and you start immediately. When you pay on June 3rd, you wait until July 1st to join in. That is even if you are ready. That brings me to the third clause. You can decide when you are going to start your mentorship. So you can pay ahead and just be there doing your other things. Probably you have exams or you have projects. You don't want it to interfere with the mentorship. Fine. So let's go back to the case study. So if you make your first installment on May 20, you have how many days to complete the payment? If you're going to start in June, you have like 11 days. That's 31. May 31. So if you don't complete your payment on May 31st, you have the chance to delay your mentorship until July 1st so you can complete that payment, or you should just settle for the 6 month plan and begin on June 1st. So that's how this thing works with the installment. So it is not possible for you to start it while paying an installment and you are now completing it later. No. It is either you are going for 6 months or you are going for 1 year in full. Now to the rate cards. Rate cards change. You know me already. So the rate we are using for June, it will be different from the rates we are using in July. So that is why people are trying to pay ahead. They will pay now and tell me, okay, they're not joining in June. They will be ready in July. They'll be ready in August. But they know they've paid with the June rate card. So the July gateway can have a separate rate card. So it is best to take action when, you know, you can. And you can also pause your mentorship. So during the mentorship, you can pause it. Probably you're going on a break or this or that. You can pause it. We'll continue when you're back. And when you're back, you must continue on the first day of the next of the month. So if you happen to start your mentorship, let's say for example on June 1st, and you are into the mentorship already, like the training, and on July 15th, you're going on a break. You know, you've been under the wing of mentorship from June 1st up to July 15th. Well, last year you are going on a break and you return on August 10th. You can't begin your mentorship, or you can't continue rather your mentorship straight away. You have to wait until September 1st. This just lets you know that you can't just come in anytime. We have to know the people who are available, who are active. So yes, mentorship, it's more personal, it's closer, you can share, you can consult. It's just that access you have to somebody that, yeah, this person is aware of who you are. This person is aware of what you are doing. This person is guiding you, your footsteps in order. So yeah, this is something to consider if you are looking to have an exponential growth and something sustainable. There's no point just blowing. You can't blow. You have to grow. So something sustainable. Godspeed. God provide for every one of us.